Welcome to Just a Minute. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but throughout the world, but also to welcome to the show this week the four dynamic, individual, diverse personalities who've gathered together to pit their wits and their verbal ingenuity against each other to try and score points in this game of Just a Minute. And they are, in no order of seniority, Paul Merton, Graham Norton, Sheila Hancock, and Clement Freud. Please welcome all four of them. And as usual, I'm going to ask them to speak on a subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. Beside me sits Janet Staplehurst, who's going to help me keep the score, and she'll blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the White Rock Theatre in that delightful coastal resort of Hastings. And as you can hear, we have a very quiet, subdued Hastings audience ready to cheer us on our way to begin the show this week with Graham Norton. Tell us something about the Channel Tunnel. There are 60 seconds. Your face looks as if you'd rather not, but do your best. Just a minute, starting now.
I love the Channel Tunnel. Oh, how people mocked it when it was being built, but it's turned out to be a huge success and very popular, especially with the Eastern European branch of the Ramblers Association. They love it. Mind you, it's supposed to be this marvellous zippy train to Paris. Never when I'm on it, it's always a bit of that Connex mantra. I'm just rambling now. Rambling's good. Oh, rambling.
So, Paul, you challenge first.
There was hesitation.
There was a hesitation. Paul, you have the subject of the Channel Tunnel, and you have 31 seconds, starting now.
I'm very pleased the Channel Tunnel has been built. It makes it so much easier to travel to the continent by train. Before it was there, you tended to get on these transportations that had balloons attached to them. You floated away across, or hovercraft, indeed, was another way of doing it. Ferries, there's another one. Who would have thought that one day they would look like the old-fashioned things that they are? People are looking at me like
Clement
I'm talking
Freud
sense. Most disconcerted is somebody over there taking notes.
So what's your challenge, Clement?
It's nonsense.
It is nonsense, yes. Clement, I agree. Deviation. You have the subject, you have the Channel Tunnel, and 10 seconds starting now.
When we built the Channel Tunnel, we thought...
Graham Chance.
Hello? When did we build the Channel Tunnel?
Now, I'm
we,
always...
We, the taxpayer.
We... You're not winning friends, Clement. I'm sorry. I think you're struggling. As I say, I always try to be fair and give it the benefit of the doubt. This time, benefit of the doubt goes to you,
Does
Graham.
It?
Why?
Yes.
Because even we as a nation didn't build it. We built it in conjunction with the French. It's an Anglo-French consortium.
I put my pen. This is very interesting.
Right. So you have the Channel Tunnel, Graham. It's back with you. Then there are 7 seconds available starting now.
It isn't, in fact, the Channel Tunnel. Because as far as I know, there are three. One is for trains with the people. One is for...
Graham Norton was then speaking as a whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so, and he's now in the lead, then Clement, then Sheila Hancock, and Sheila begins the next round. Sheila, the subject is how I could improve myself. Yes, you look askance, but try and talk on the subject in 60 seconds if you can, starting now.
I feel fairly insulted that I've been given this subject. However, I could have a facelift, I could have Botox.
And Clement Challenge.
Oh, I could have.
I could have, yes. So, Clement, you've got the subject. 52 seconds, how I could improve myself, starting now.
I'm afraid 52 seconds are simply not long enough for me to explain. But if you'd like me to start, I would do so with my feet. Shoes, boots, and Wellingtons are all very sub-fusc. I mean, no...
Sheila Challenge.
I'm not quite sure. It was a hesitation.
Don't challenge.
It was a hesitation.
He did hesitate, yes. He was struggling there with his feet. He couldn't move them forward at all. So, Sheila, I give you the benefit of the doubt. You have hesitation. You have the subject. How I could improve myself, 35 seconds starting now.
Skipping every day. Maybe a swim. Being nice and not envious and horrible and...
Poor challenge.
Did we hear the word... Torrible.
Yeah,
we don't often hear it enough these days, torrible.
So what is your challenge?
A deviation from English.
All right, English. English
it's Norman. It's ancient Norman.
Is it? Well, when ancient Norman comes in, I'll ask you.
So, deviation from English as we understand it. Paul, you have how I could improve myself. There are 21 seconds available starting now.
Well, it's difficult, I know, looking at me, thinking surely there's perfection on legs, but I suppose I could... No need to laugh, thank you. I could get myself an education. I haven't been properly educated. I have a couple of A-levels, five O's, and I think that perhaps I would have...
Graham Norton Challenge.
Was there an om? Like a hesitating om?
Yes, there was an
om. Was there?
Yes. Definitely, yes. There was an
Was there really?
When you listen to this show going out, you'll say, Nicholas was right again. There was an And...
Again?
Graham, as always. Graham, you've got in with only 3 seconds to go on how I could improve myself starting now.
I've reached the age where it doesn't matter what I do to improve myself.
Graham Norton speaking as a whistle when gained that extra point. They're all pretty equal at the present moment. And, Paul, it's your turn to begin. The subject is tickled pink. Tell us something about tickled pink in just a minute, starting now.
Well, it's a lovely expression, isn't it? Tickled pink. Pink is a colour that's generally associated with gaiety and having fun. I think of all the aspects of the rainbow, it's perhaps my particularly favourite shade. Pink.
Clement Roy Challenge.
Doesn't appear on the rainbow.
It doesn't.
Is it not?
No. Pink is not on the rainbow. It's not one of the colours of the rainbow.
Really?
No. It's a blended colour. It doesn't appear.
It's your lack of education.
That's what it is. It's funny because I did rainbow O level. I should have. But we were, in our school, we only had pictures in black and white, so disadvantage.
Right. So, Clement, you have a correct challenge on tickled pink, 45 seconds starting now.
I suppose the derivation of the term comes from the fact that if you tickle someone enough, they laugh, smile, guffaw, or burst into wild laughter, as a consequence of which the colour of their physiognomy changes from a light red to an almost dark yellow or pink.
That's deviation. They don't start dark red. They surely start pale and then go pink with laughter.
But they don't turn yellow.
No, they don't turn yellow either.
Dark yellow's not pink, is it?
No, and yellow's not pink. So you can't turn yellow and they're pink when they were tickled pink.
Well,
so that is deviation.
Killed them through tickling, and then they might turn sort of dark yellow.
Yeah.
Well, I think Clement has a very good point there. Yeah.
If they had
this. I agree with your challenge, Sheila. 25 seconds, tickled pink, starting now.
Well, this is a little flower that quivers and is flecked with green and blue and has a black centre. And because it has this movement, it is called the tickled pink. And you'll find it in any horticultural book. People in Hastings...
Graham Norton Challenge.
Now, I have to say... In Gardening and Me by Sheila O'Brien, a neighbour of my mother, it doesn't feature.
Oh, really?
No.
But pinks are carnations, and that is another word for carnation, a pink. That is a correct phrase for a carnation.
Really?
Yes. I don't know whether there's a variety called tickled pink, but it doesn't really matter. 5 seconds, tickled pink, starting now.
I'm tickled pink that Nick has let me have that point, because, of course, I was talking unutterable rubbish.
Sheila Hancock speaking as a whistle Wayne gain that extra point. She's equal in the lead with Paul Merton and Clement Freud. They've all got 6 points, and Graham Norton's only 2 points behind. It's a very fair contest. Clement, it's your turn to begin. The subject is the Sword of Damocles. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
I'm really pleased to be given that subject, especially for 60 seconds. Cicero and Plato both wrote voluminously about the sword of Damocles. I think it was Dionysus, or you might pronounce his name differently.
Paul Challenge.
Hesitation.
There was a hesitation, yes.
How would you pronounce his name?
Well, I would pronounce his name Tickled Pink.
Dionysius, right. 42 seconds, the sword of Damocles, starting now.
It means something hanging over you, something perhaps you fear, three somethings.
Clement, challenge. Clement, what is your challenge?
Three somethings.
There's an echo in here.
I didn't hear it.
Two somethings followed by admission of a third something.
39 seconds, Clement. The sword of Damocles, starting now.
The sword of Damocles was hung over Damocles by a hair, and it was done so that if he did anything unpleasant, unjust, wrong, difficult...
See the challenge.
No, that's not true. It's actually... if I get the subject, then I'll tell you how he was...
I have to know.
So,
I have to know whether your challenge is correct. That is deviation.
It was a bloke called Damocles who said to a man called Dionysus,
yes.
Dionysus. You're a lucky guy, you've got everything I want. And he said, all right, well, you can be king or whatever I am for a day. And
you're right, I think you know enough about it, you've got the subject right. You can recycle all that,
can
you
I
see.
Recycle it?
Oh,
right.
Yes, of course, you didn't do it outside the show. So, correct challenge, the sword of Damocles with you, Sheila. 26 seconds, starting now.
Well, there was this tyrant.
Clement Shunt.
I've got a different version.
Give
Clement a bonus point because the audience enjoyed his interruption. Sheila gets a point because she was interrupted. She has 25 seconds. The sword of Damocles starting now.
And he was very rich and successful. And there was a poor man called Damocles who said, I really envy you, Mr. Di, because you have all these lovely things. And this bloke...
Paul Challenge.
There was a slight hesitation there.
There was a slight hesitation, yes. So, Paul, you tell us something about the sword of Damocles. And there are 13 seconds available starting now.
Had trouble with his kidneys, so he decided that he would go and see the doctor. And this physician said to him, oh, I can see you have difficulty passing water. He says, yay, it is so.
See the challenge.
Deviation.
What?
Because you weren't talking about Damocles.
No,
you were talking about dialysis.
One of the lesser-known Greek gods.
Yes.
He was a good mate of his. He lived next door.
Often pronounced dialysis.
Yeah.
No, well tried, but it's wrong. Sheila, 3 seconds. The sword of Damocles starting now.
The sword of Damocles fell upon the head.
So Sheila, with points in the round, including one for speaking, as the whistle went, has moved forward and she's now in a lead just ahead of Paul Merton and Clement Freud, and then it's Graham Norton. And it's also Graham Norton's turn to begin. Subject, Graham, is thermals.
I'm not starting yet.
Tell us something about thermals, starting now.
It is a little known fact that my mother is in fact a white witch. But rather than using chicken livers or tea leaves to divine the future, she scatters her thermal underwear at the foot of the bed. Should it land in a strict pile, she sees foreboding and bad things happening next day. But should it lay flat, like someone just vanished or melted out of her thermal underwear, almost as if it's a murder outline, then you should hear the cackles.
Paul has challenged you.
No, I haven't.
Well, your light came on.
My mother's a witch.
So, one of those involuntary slips, so your light came on, which means that maybe your mother is a witch because...
Is she an electrician?
So, you were interrupted.
See, thermal electricity. Do you see where we're going with it?
So, you were interrupted, so maybe your mother is at work at this present moment. So, because you're interrupted, you get a point for that, and you carry on with thermals, and you have 31 seconds starting now.
My mother has nothing to do with it.
Paul challenge.
Repetition of my mother.
Your mother, yes. Right. Paul, you have thermals. 29 seconds, starting now.
Well, it's an ideal way of keeping warm in the middle of winter. What you do is you put the thermals on underneath your clothes, and then you get an extra layer of heat that's trapped
between the thermals and whatever you have on top of them. I think perhaps thermals aren't as sexy as they should be. They shouldn't.
Clement Freud challenge.
Is it?
That's a hesitation,
Gushing,
yes.
My buzzer's working.
You press your buzzer, Sheila. Well, lovely red light came on in front of me when you pressed that.
Right.
13 seconds, Clement, on thermals starting now.
When you learn to fly an aeroplane, your instructor is always on at you about thermals. Nothing to do with what you wear over your inner or outer clothing, but winds that appear...
Clement Freud spoke as a whistle. Wayne gained that extra point. He's moved forward. He just won behind our leader, Sheila Hancock, and won ahead of Paul Merton and Graham Norton in that order. And Sheila, your turn to begin, and the subject is smugglers. Tell us something about smugglers in just a minute, starting now.
When I was very young, I was absolutely fascinated by smugglers. I was evacuated to Dorset, and there was a coastland there which was full of little tunnels that went up into the cottages. And I had this fantasy that I was going to escape from the place that I was evacuated. Oh!
Oh. Poor challenge.
You were evacuated.
Yes, you were.
I didn't quite finish it. I went, evacuate.
No, but we knew how you were going to finish it.
I was evacuated.
Oh, you little baby.
Yes.
He doesn't My know goodness, about he's... evacuation because he's so young.
I'm not as regular as I was.
Paul, a correct challenge, 41 seconds. Tell us something about smugglers starting now.
If you look back through the history of Hastings, the area is associated with smugglers, but luckily none of that goes on today, does it? And that laugh tells you that, in fact, I'm sure there is still an illicit trade and all kinds of contraband. It's one of those things that...
Clement, your challenge.
Contraband.
Contraband, yes.
Wasn't... happy about that.
No, you weren't happy, sir. Give me your challenge within the rules of just a minute.
Not a word.
You mean deviation from English as we understand it and speak it and write it?
Or not a word.
It's one of my own special words.
but it was not one you use in connection with smugglers. So, Clement, you have 26 seconds on smugglers starting now.
There was a huge amount of smuggling in Hastings, mainly because there was such a great amount of fishing...
Paul challenge.
Repetition of amount.
There was two amounts there, yes. Paul, you got back in, so you needn't have wanted. 19 seconds, smugglers, starting now.
More than 500 yards from this theatre, there are caves full of Nivea cream, which have been brought over from the continent. You walk around this town now, and strangers will come up to you out of doorways and say, "Here, want to buy some face massage oil?" And you'll know exactly what they're on about. It's amazing. I haven't walked, I can tell you this much. I haven't been round...
Paul Merton, with points on the round, including one for speaking as a whistle when, gained... he's moved forward. He's now one ahead of our joint second, Clement Freud and Sheila Hancock, and Graham Norton brings up the rear behind them. And...
Leave it.
So, Paul, the subject now is the best way to win a bonus point. That is the subject. It's your turn to begin, so you start now.
The best way to win a bonus point is to flatter Nicholas. Let me show you how it works. Mr. Parsons, you are a wonderful chairman. I can't imagine how this programme would survive without you. Still, let's give it a go.
Clement Freud, John.
I can. Mm.
I think you're rotten, the audience. Right? There we are. It's all good fun.
I think you're an
and I'll show you how generous I am. Because you enjoyed Clement Freud's response, we give him a bonus point for that. But Paul keeps the subject. The best way to win a bonus point, starting now.
Traditionally, the best way to win a bonus point in just...
Clement Freud challenge.
I can.
Very clever, Clement. You've got to have another bonus point for that one. Yes, he just established it. Right. But Paul was interrupted, so he gets a point for that.
I'd like to challenge.
Why?
Well, Clement's getting the point. Deviation. Clement's getting the point, but he's not talking. It's not his subject.
But you know I often do this, give bonus points for a good response.
Okay.
And you keep the subject, and you have 44 seconds still.
Oh, God, have I?
The best way to win a bonus point. starting now.
The best way to win a bonus point without any doubt is to blackmail our chairman. There are many photographs floating around in the inner circles of show business, him with Congress, various animals. You'd be...
Sheila challenged.
I'm trying to save you and get a bonus point.
Well, you don't get a bonus point, you get a legitimate point.
Deviation.
Yes, it was deviation. Yes, absolutely devious.
Are you denying this photographic record that exists?
Absolutely. I never posed with an animal in my life.
I wish to God you were only posing.
Sheila, it was deviation, and you've got it.
You're telling me.
Give Paul another bonus point. Sheila gets a legitimate point for a correct challenge. Sheila, the subject is still the best way to win a bonus point. There are 31 seconds available starting now.
Nicholas, I saw those photos and I tore up my version because I love you so much. I didn't want it to get in the sun about you and those creatures that were talked about before. Son, I love you. You're so beautiful and you've got lovely grey hair. This is the way to get a bonus point.
Paul, you're challenged.
This is crawling.
She's illustrating how to get a bonus point.
And does it work?
Yes, you've got a bonus point. But you have got a point for a correct challenge, because she was...
crawling.
Because she was deviating, because she went on about me and the animals, which wasn't correct. 13 seconds, best way to get, win a bonus point, Paul, starting now.
I'll never look at a seaside donkey in the same way again.
See the challenge.
No, I'm going to stop him. I'm going to stop him with this deviating.
He deviated because you thought he was coming up with me again.
Yes,
donkey.
I did, yes.
Right, all right.
No, but I wasn't going to go down that route.
What were
if
you
only
get...
some of us were quite so strong-minded. Those kiss-me-quick hats aren't meant to be taken literally.
This will all be cut.
No, it won't.
No, it won't. Sheila, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say, because I gave it to Paul on the last one, I give it to you on this one. 10 seconds, the best way to win a bonus point, starting now.
I think Paul...
Hesitation.
Hesitation, Paul, you've got another point, and you've got 8 seconds, the best way to win a bonus point, starting now.
Lucky boy. Was ever a sobriquet so ill-justly earned? I recognise...
Oh, thank goodness that round's over. And,
the donkey said.
I can tell you that more points were scored in that round than have ever been scored in a single round in just a minute since we started this year 35 years ago. Clement, it's your turn to begin. The subject is ginger. Tell us something about ginger in just a minute, starting now.
Ginger is a spice that comes from the East, not that of Sussex or even Essex, Kent, Suffolk, Norfolk, Lincolnshire, Yorkshire, but the far eastern provinces, islands, settlements, and Australia is particularly famous for its crop of ginger. Go to Queensland, look where you will, dig up a bit of land, scrape a bush, shake a tree.
Graham, you challenge.
I think it was a final hesitation.
I think he was stumbling to a halt.
Yes.
I was...
And so we give you the benefit of the doubt and say it was hesitation. 29 seconds, Graham, starting on ginger, starting now.
Ginger is an odd quality in a human being because it gives everyone else carte blanche to insult them. Look at little Ginger Spice, so pretty and lovely and thin, and yet because she was ginger, we could call her a fat old dog. I don't understand it myself. Ginger people, rise up, take to the streets. Mind you, put some sunscreen on because you might burn hot.
So Graham Norton, with a great deal of star there, gained points, including one for speaking of the whistle, when he's moved forward. He's still in fourth place, but he has moved forward. And the last time he played, he won. But he's in fourth. But that's the way this game glows. It glows and goes. And Graham is glowing, and it's his turn to begin. The subject, Graham, is pretentiousness. Can you tell us something about pretentiousness in just a minute, starting now?
I cannot think, or pense, comme on dit en français, why I've been given this subject at all. As I languished on my Connex train coming down here, I had plenty of time to read my Proust in the original French aloud, because it really sounds better like that. Even Michael...
Sheila challenged, right?
Well, he is hesitating now.
No, he isn't. He's going a bit slow, but he's not hesitating.
I think it was mentioning a Connex train starting.
No, he was dragging it out a bit, Sheila, but he didn't actually hesitate. But
I think you hear the programme, Nick, you'll see that he did.
I think if he went any slower, you might accuse him of that. But he didn't actually hesitate between his words.
Anyway.
But almost between some of the vowels, but not the words. Right. We're in the last round, by the way, so keep it going, Graham, and you might finish up with the others. Pretentiousness and... 35 seconds starting now.
Pretentiousness, I think, is most made physical in the form of potpourri. What the hell is that? Just so horrible smells can sound like... No, smells can't sound like anything.
Sheila, you challenge.
Well, that was a hesitation.
That was a hesitation. Yes, Sheila.
It's a shame. It was so good.
Yes. Sheila, you've got in with 18 seconds. Unpretentiousness starting now.
The people in the theatre are often very pretentious about people who work.
Yes, Paul.
The repetition of people.
Yes, there are too many people, I'm afraid. So Paul has got in with 14 seconds on pretentiousness starting now.
I was travelling down to Hastings a few months ago on the Connex train that Graham mentioned, and some schoolboys recognised me, and just for the hell of it, I pretended to be French. This...
Clement Freud challenge.
Who were you?
All right, Clement, you're getting all your points and bonus points this time, so another one for that. The audience enjoyed it very much. Paul was interrupted, so he gets the point for that, and he has two more seconds on pretentiousness starting now.
When I was in Monte Carlo, I said to God...
So, as I indicated during that round, it will probably be the last, and I've discovered we have no more time to play just a minute, isn't there? Anyway... I'll give you the final situation. Graham Norton, giving tremendous value, as always. We couldn't do without him. And he did finish just in fourth place. A little way behind Clement Freud, who was 1 point behind Sheila Hancock, but 5 points ahead of Sheila was Paul Merton. So we say, Paul, you are our winner this week. So it only remains for me to say thank you to our four exciting players of the game, which is Paul Merton, Graham Norton, Sheila Hancock and Clement Freud. I'm very grateful to Janet Staplehurst, who kept the score so well for me and blew her whistle so magnificently. Also, our producer, Claire Jones. And we are deeply indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this game. And we're particularly thankful to this lovely audience here in the White Rock Theatre in Hastings, who've cheered us on our way with such aplomb. So from our lovely audience and from me, Nicholas Parsons, and our panel, thank you for tuning in. Be with us the next time we take to the air and we play Just a Minute. Until then, goodbye!
And that was the last programme in this series of Just a Minute, but Nicholas Parsons and the gang will be back later in the year.